Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. You know, we have had a very busy, hectic time trying to get things sorted out here and there. Our God is a wonderful God. He has granted us so great blessings in that we have... The Lord has provided a brand new vehicle for us so my wife can do the business as we have been working on. You know, one thing we must realize is that God hears and answers prayer. Many times, you know, when we pray, there is that little afterthought. I call it an afterthought because that afterthought says, God is not going to answer. This is too big an item to present to God. But, you know, we need to have that confidence in God that whatsoever we ask for in prayer, God will grant it to us. For the Bible says, call unto me in the day of your trouble, and I'll answer thee. I show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. So calling on God is actually prayer. When we call on God, we are praying, asking for His mercy. And the Bible says that every time we pray, we must have confidence that God is answering our prayer. For there is no prayer that God does not answer. All prayer is answered by God. No matter what it is, when we trust in Him, when we believe in Him, He will move on our behalf. And so I want to encourage you, whatsoever need you have, to trust in God and believe for miracles. See, what I did, a simple thing of partnering with the friends and people in ministry, especially the pastors up there in Africa. We join efforts in prayer. See, the Bible says one shall chase 1,000, two shall put 10,000 to flight. Corporate prayer has power, enormous power, to overcome the powers of darkness, to overcome the devil. See, we have an enemy that we fight all the time, and this is the devil and his demon and all his cohorts. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against wicked forces or wicked spirits in high places. So which are these wicked spirits in high places? These are devils, demons, the fallen power. So whenever you pray, the enemy trying to understand is trying to close you. We cry to God, He will hear us, and He will answer, and He will intervene. So trust in the Lord, the Bible says, with all your heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, for He shall bring it to pass. So what does that trust in the Lord with all your heart and with all your understanding mean? It means that you trust God with your whole being. You don't doubt God in any way. You trust Him that when you pray, He will hear you and He will answer you. You see, I like the prayer of Daniel. Daniel was a fervent man of prayer. Can you imagine the king putting up a decree that whoever, you know, prays to another god apart from Nebuchadnezzar, you know, bowing to the Nebuchadnezzar, he was going to be thrown into the furnace of fire, burning with fire. See, Daniel never feared. The Bible said he still continued seeking his God and praying at the same time, same hour. And you know, because people had that hatred and jealousy. They wanted to get rid of Daniel. They reported him to the king and said, you know, that guy who works in the palace, he doesn't follow your decree. So they wanted to see an end of Daniel. And so the Bible said the king was so grieved when he heard it. But he had no option because he had already signed a decree. So he said to Daniel, he said to them, okay, get him, bound him, and throw him in the lion's den. Actually, it was the lion's den, not the fiery furnace. The fiery furnace was the three sons of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But Daniel was thrown in the den of lions. Can you imagine? The Bible said as he was thrown in the den of lions, the lions did no harm to him. He was there the whole night until the next day. In fact, he used the like somebody said, he used the lions as pillows in the night. The next day, the Bible said the king came and said, hey, Daniel, servant of the Most High God, did God, whom you serve faithfully, protect you from the lions? And then Daniel answered back and said, may be blessed, O king, for you to know that I've done no wrong. God has protected me, and he has been faithful to me. So this is what it is, friends. Some people try to jeopardize your life. They try to block your success, block your progress, like they tried to do with Daniel, but God will see you through. God will be there to protect you, even in the most critical time. There are some of the forces we don't see, but God knows how to work things out. The best we can do is just trust in him. And when we trust in God, listen, my friend, God will intervene. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. You know, Nebuchadnezzar put a statue. He said, when you hear the trumpets blow, everybody in my empire must bow to this image. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said no. They refused. And guess what? They were brought before the king and they were asked, you guys, I hear that when the trumpets go, you do not bow to the image. They said, no, O king, we serve the living God of Israel, so we can't bow to your image. They said, you know, you are not going to bow. I said, yeah. He says, you know, the God we serve is able to rescue us from the fiery burning furnace that you have set up. They said, even if he does not save us from the fiery furnace, we are not going to bow to your image. That was very powerful. They said, God will save us, but if he doesn't save us, we are still not going to bow to your image. This must be our stance, my friend, that as we look forward for God's intervention and, you know, intervention and protection of our lives and God changing the situation, if things don't change in the time span that we have calculated, we are still not going to bow to the dictates of the devil. That is what we call faith, tenacity faith. Paul said, I believe that neither death, nor life, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I want to encourage you, my friend, no matter what the devil does, all his powers combined are not able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Right now, I'm handling a miracle. God made a provision of a brand new vehicle. Why? Because he's faithful. My wife and I prayed. We believe God with our dear pastors in Africa. Ask for God's intervention and God answered. And I can assure you, my friend, no matter what you're believing God for, it will come to pass. The Bible, I like the Bible, you know, like one preacher said, there is this verse in scripture that says, and it came to pass. You hear that? And it came to pass. What does that mean? It will come to pass for the things that you have so desired that the Lord should provide for you. Another man who is very startling in faith, his faith was so powerful. Abraham, the father of our faith. The Bible says that Abraham, when God promised him that he was going to have a child, he was past the age of bearing. His wife was past the age of bearing. But the Bible said that Abraham was not shaken because of the barrenness of his wife, Sarah. Neither was he shaken because of his age. But he believed God that what God had said, he was also able to perform. The Bible actually said that Abraham believed God against hope, in hope against hope. What does that mean? Hope is favorable expectation. Favorable expectation is future. Something that's going to come in future to you is favorable expectation. The Bible said Abraham believed in hope against hope that what God had promised was also able to perform. You know what that means? That means Abraham believed in God, in his promise, and in the things he had not yet seen, that God was going to perform and bring it to pass, was going to have a son. Abraham believed in hope against hope, that what God had promised was also able to perform. This is how we must be. We must believe in hope against hope. Right now, my wife and I, we're believing God for a house. Amen. A big house. Some thousands of dollars. Guess what? Even if from the natural it might look impossible, but our God is able to perform a miracle and cause that house to manifest itself. See, the Bible said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, faith is the substance. What that means is that faith is something you can stand on. Substance. Something you can stand on. Substance. So faith gives substance to hope. Hope is future. Hope is what you're believing God to happen in the future. But then faith gives it substance. Gives you that solidity to say, hey, it's coming to pass. And it will come to pass. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Thereby, all the patriarchs received a good report. Patriarchs like Abraham. Patriarchs like who? Like Isaac. Patriarchs like who? Like David. Patriarchs like who? Like Jacob. They received a special approval from God because they had faith. Friends, when you have faith, nothing is impossible with you. For faith will overcome any obstacle. Nothing can overcome the power of faith. You understand? The power of faith will bring down any opposition of the devil. Our God is able to perform a miracle. No matter what the devil tries to do, when you believe him, you believe God, listen to me, God will intervene on your behalf. See, I've traveled around the world, my friend. I've preached in Amsterdam, in the streets of Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. I've been to South Wales, my friend. I've preached in South Wales. I've been to Cardiff, preached in Cardiff in South Wales. I've been to London. I've preached in London, my friend. I've been to Sweden. I've traveled around the world, Sweden with my friend Lashkana. I've had people give me gifts. Like Lashkana gave me $3,000 in cash. I've had people like Gloria, who are my partners, giving me $5,000 cash. $10,000 cash by Teddy. Friends, I've seen the hand of God grant me the provision beyond human comprehension. One time I was with Gloria. It's a lovely, wonderful lady who was my partner for many years here in Dallas. She would pick me from the airport. She would schedule my preaching engagements around the United States of America. I'd been doing ministry. We went to Tyler, Texas. We went to Brother Schambach's headquarters there. I even went in the recording studios of Brother Schambach. We went to Linden. I ministered to Linden. When we came back to her house in Dallas, the day I was to leave, she took me to the bank. I thought she was the one transacting bank transactions for herself. What I didn't know is she was going to bankroll me traveler's checks for $3,000. My friend, $3,000 traveler's checks, cash. I got $3,000. And I took a flight. She put me a ticket to fly from Dallas to California. I was here at the National Conference of Ministers. We were the meeting at the OSIFO Foundation in Towson. There we booked into the Camelot Hotel, stayed there, and I was going to the conference. T.L. Osborne had lunch with us, breakfast with us. He encouraged us. He told us, "You are men of God. As you go forth to preach the gospel around the world, nothing shall be impossible with you. God will see you no matter what." That word has stuck with me. My friend, I've been to conferences. I went to Mabi Center with Oral Roberts, the charismatic Bible ministries of which I was a member, with Richard Roberts. Richard Roberts, good friend of mine, I brought him to Zambia. We had a big ministry and meetings with President Chiluba, that time when President Chiluba was alive and President of the Republic of Zambia. I asked President Chiluba to host Richard. He agreed. The President of the Republic of Zambia. Richard came in from the United States with a team. The President provided the vehicles for Richard to use, put him in a hotel. And on the copper belt, we stayed at the presidential guest house in Mufurila, where we had a crusade. People came. Lies were said. People were healed. I'm talking about the power of God. Then I had LaDonna Osborne, the daughter of T.L. and Daisy Washburn Osborne. I invited her to come to Zambia, just like Richard. The President was involved. I provided a vehicle for LaDonna and me too. So we had meetings in Lusaka, meetings on the copper belt. It was a mighty blessing beyond human comprehension. These are things that God can do. You know what? Whenever we ask God for His mercy, God will hear and answer our prayers. So the key factor is always trust in the Lord with all your heart. The Bible says, "Lean not unto you thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall bring it to pass." What do you mean by acknowledge? That means thank Him for every step that God takes with you. Say, "Hey, Lord, I can't understand this thing, but I believe that You're leading me the right direction. I believe that You're working with me to perform a mighty miracle in my life." Acknowledge God's presence. Acknowledge God's act. Acknowledge God as being faithful in your life. And so, dear friends, today, here in Dallas, Texas, with my wife, Tarina, I encourage you, believe God. The Bible says, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." If thou canst believe means if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mamba with my wife Tarina, signing off here in Dallas, Texas, and saying, God bless you, my dear one. I'll talk to you again. God bless you, and bye-bye. Well, it's kind of windy up here, you know. I think you can hear the wind blowing, but God has been faithful to us, and so we thank Him for His grace. So be encouraged, my dear friend, and may God bless you. I'll make an arrangement again to speak to you wherever you are. I will. Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Dallas, Texas, with my wife Tarina Mwamba. We are here. This is a Sunday, an exciting day. We've been really busy, I'm telling you. America is a place where you gotta keep busy to succeed. As you know, I have a ministry in Africa, Word of Life Bible Church, Fellowship International. Here in America, we're operating an online Bible college, which is Word of Life Bible College online. We offer diplomas in 1-year diploma studies and a 2-year Associate of Arts degree program. In Zambia, the Pentecostal Believers Church of God, and it's, a work that has been very successful, and we are seeing great things happening there even up to today as we see many lives changed and that people are being saved, lives changed and the work of the Lord is growing. But the most important thing, you know, I would like to run on to is that we as children of God, we have principles of just how we can succeed in life. And God has laid down rules, or he has laid down gateways or principles, which we call the God's laws of success, for us to actually see success come through in our lives. God's laws of success are very, very important for us to fully see and succeed in whatsoever we are doing. God is a great God of mercy. God is a God of compassion. God is a God who is determined to see us succeed in whatsoever we do. And you know what? Many people struggle to find a way out. Many people fight to find a breakthrough. The title of my message today, I'm calling it Holding Your Future by Your Bootstraps for Success. Holding your future by bootstraps for your success. You know, the greatest example I have in the Word of God is that of Abraham. You know, Abraham was called from the heir of the Chaldees, or the Chaldees. He was a pagan. He did not know God. But God called him and said, come and follow me. Leave your home country, leave your kindred, and I'll take you to a place where you shall spring up and have your descendants as the sand by the seashore, or as innumerable in number as the stars of the heavens. This man was 75 years old. This man was beyond the age of bearing. His wife, Sarah, could not conceive. She was barren. And here is God talking to them that they're going to have a child. You know, it takes a lot of guts, like I say. It takes a lot of believing that this thing is going to come to pass. That's why the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 4, and verse, I think, chapter 4, 4, around there, it says, Abraham believed in hope against hope that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. The thing that God promised Abraham, that he was going to be a father of many nations, even in the midst of him being past the age of bearing, 75 years old, his wife being barren, still he believed that what God had said, he was also able to perform. Takes a lot of faith, my friend. It takes a lot of faith. For it says that in Romans chapter 4, verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Who, verse 25 of Romans 4, was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. So we can see here in the book of Romans chapter 4, it is narrating that Abraham was a great man of faith. Abraham stood his grounds and believed that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. So how do we hold our future by the bootstraps? We hold our future by the bootstraps by believing God. Whatsoever God promised, he was going to perform it. What God said, he was going to do it. You see, our God is a God of wonders. See, many times when you do things in life, we tend to think that we can do things by our own power, by our own intelligence. Well, intelligence helps. Our effort helps. Determination helps. Having that no quitting attitude helps. But above all, God is the one who sees us through. God is the one who makes sure that the things we ask for will be granted to us. That thing we are believing him for will be given to us. And it is. Over the years in ministry, I've had very faithful people in my life and ministry. People like Gloria here in America. Man, they gave thousands of dollars to my ministry in Africa. They enabled me to build a church, build a Bible school, get on television and radio. People gave in abundance. People like Teddy, she gave us $10,000. I have had people like Ernest Glaive in South Wales, in England, where I've been to preach and minister. I ministered in South Wales, in Cardiff, in Port Talbot. And this gentleman was a teacher, but he gave me £3,000. For ministry. And then I moved on to Sweden. I was with Lashkana. I ministered in his church. God bless the work. He also gave me $3,000 in cash. These are giants of faith. These are men that when you look at what they have done, you believe that they are mighty men of valor. Mighty men of valor. So in life, you know, as we keep going, and you think things might not happen, God has got a way to make sure that you are blessed. God will send people into your life to be of great help to you. God will send people who are going to be a catalyst to bring forth that which God has promised you. I've been in strange lands. I was in Cameroon when I was going to Nigeria. We got stuck at the airport, you know, because these police immigration people were checking our passports and all that stuff. By the time they were done, we missed the connection to the hotel. So me and a certain guy who was going to France, we ended up sleeping at the airport in the transit, you know, room. Well, in the morning, we were there to check out and catch the flights. I was to fly to Benin City. And as I went to check out my baggage, I was told I was going to pay some money. And yeah, I was stuck in Cameroon. You know, I had money, but the shops and the banks were not open to cash any checks. And so from the blues, a lady came and said, "Sir, I'm going to pay for your baggage. I'll pay for the excess price, whatever they're asking for." I never knew this lady. So I said, "Okay, when we get to Lagos, I'll give you back the money." She said, "Okay, no problem." She paid for me. I got boarded the plane and I got my suitcase on the plane. But when we got to Calabar, that's the first stop as you get into Nigeria, this lady got off the plane. I'm screaming at her, say, "Hey, hold on, hold on. I'm supposed to give you money. She just looked back and kept on moving. You talk of angels coming to your aid. You talk of angels coming to help you, friends. We have an invisible God who has invisible angels, who has the invisible Holy Ghost, who work on our behalf to see us succeed in life. Do not ever doubt the power of God. Do not ever doubt that God cannot perform it. God is able to do that which we have asked and even beyond what we have asked. And so today, how do you hold your future by the bootstraps? By confessing and confessing the same thing that is going to come to pass, and you don't give up. For 25 years, Abram believed God that he was going to provide him or give him a child as he promised, even though his wife was barren. And for sure, Isaac was born. This is what we're talking about. Keep on confessing until the answer comes. Well, my friend, this is my encouragement here, a note to you to say, don't you ever give up in the things you are believing God for God will see you through. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, signing off and saying, I'll talk to you again. God bless you and bye-bye.